Hello and welcome to Cradio's Catholic News Update for Monday the 17th of October. Pope Benedict has declared a Year of Faith, which will begin in October 2012, the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council. It will be a moment of grace and commitment to a more complete conversion to God, he said yesterday during Sunday Mass in Rome, to strengthen our faith in him and proclaim him with joy to the people of our time. The Year of Faith will run from the 11th of October 2012 until November 24, 2013, which is the Solemnity of Christ the King. The Pope said in his remarks yesterday that it will give new impetus to the mission of the whole Church to lead men out of the desert in which they often find themselves to the place of life, of friendship with Christ. He also said that reasons, purposes, and guidelines for the year will be set out in an apostolic letter to be published in the coming days. Unusually, the 84-year-old pontiff was wheeled both in and out of Mass on a mobile platform. Normally, Pope Benedict would walk the approximately 110 metres down the central aisle of St. Peter's. This is just not to tire him, Father Federico Lombardi, the Vatican spokesman, told reporters, adding that nothing else should be read into the general state of his health, which is good. Later in the morning, the Pope used his Sunday Angelus address to further explain his plans for a Year of Faith to over 40,000 pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. He summed up the initiative as proclaiming Christ to those who do not know him or have, in fact, reduced him to a mere historical character. He finished his address by placing all those involved in the new evangelization under the protection of the Virgin Mary, who, he said, helps every Christian to be a valid witness to the gospel. Prostitution may be legal in the Australian states of Victoria and New South Wales, but this hasn't stopped legal brothels from having ties to human trafficking, sex slavery, and organised crime, according to recent police investigations. A report in the Age newspaper states that state authorities have not taken action against legal brothels in Victoria and New South Wales, at least three in Melbourne and two in Sydney, that have been linked to an international sex slavery ring run by Asian organised crime. The Australian Christian Lobby has called on the governments of the Australian Capital Territory, Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania, which are in the process of reviewing their prostitution laws, to not follow the failed approaches of the large eastern states into criminalising or legalising prostitution. The video of a young Iraqi, Emmanuel Kelly, auditioning for a popular Australian reality TV show has become a YouTube sensation with upwards of 5 million visits. Emmanuel's story, which he starts before beginning his audition, tells of how his life was changed by the Sisters of Mother Teresa of Calcutta and an Australian Catholic foster mother. Emmanuel does not know how he was born, but he does know that he owes his life to the nuns who found him, along with his brother Ahmed, as infants. "We were left in a war zone, in a shoebox," he recalls. The brothers retain traces of the chemical warfare in Iraq, suffering a variety of malformations of their arms and legs. Moira Kelly, a well-known Australian Catholic dedicated to humanitarian work, who has worked for years with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, saw the two children in the Missionaries of Charity orphanage in Baghdad, adopted them and raised them in Australia, where they received care and rehabilitation. Kelly decided to devote her life to charity when, as a child, she saw a documentary on the work of Mother Teresa. Today she runs the charity Children First Foundation. Emmanuel loves to sing. His audition for the reality TV show was the most applauded. His brother Ahmed aims to reach the Paralympics in London in 2012. Emmanuel was unable to reach the final because of the jury decision, which resulted in vehement protests by viewers, but he had the satisfaction of becoming a smash hit on YouTube. If you want to see and hear his audition, it's on the Cradio website now. And finally, the Church's most senior judicial officer has roundly condemned those who argue that liberal reforms of church teaching and practice must precede or accompany any new evangelisation drive. Cardinal Raymond Burke, prefect of the Supreme Tribunal of the Apostolic Signatura, made his comments when he delivered the De Lubac Memorial Lecture on Tuesday in the University of Manchester's Whitworth Hall. asked what he would say to those, such as supporters of the Austrian Priests Initiative, who advocate changes to the norms governing the priesthood, and those who urge the Church to adapt some of its teaching on sexual behaviour to be more accommodating of certain secular trends, the Cardinal replied, to loud applause from the 600-strong audience, "Well, that might make things easier, but it wouldn't be evangelisation." And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.